And I want to share with you a possibly revolutionary way to pray your rosary. Now, you know that the soul of the rosary, as St. Louis de Montfort says, is meditation on the life of Christ. The body, so to speak, is the prayers that we pray, and often people get stuck in only praying the prayers and not deeply meditating on the mysteries of each particular set of mysteries. Now, one thing that's difficult about meditating on these things is we weren't there when Jesus was suffering. We can only read it in the scriptures. We can only see pictures. It sometimes can be difficult to imagine. Now, when we talk about the idea of meditation, most people think of thinking about it in your head, but really you're really churning on it in your heart. So you're really meditating with here more than with here. And a very revolutionary way for you to do this is to insert your own life into these different mysteries. Because we are all baptized into Christ, He wants to relive His life in us. So He allows us to share some of the mysteries of His life already in our lives. So as an example, yesterday I was praying the Sorrowful Mysteries. So in the agony of the garden, I was meditating on when I had just fallen off my bike. I was agonizing in pain and calling out for help. And I was meditating on how that was similar to what Jesus suffered in the agony of the garden. This helped make that meditation much more personal, much more intense. And likewise with the other mystery, I attached it to something that I recently suffered so that I could pierce more deeply into the mystery of that particular scene in the life of Jesus. Now, I am suggesting to you that you do the same, that you have things that you have gone through in your life that are in some ways similar to what Jesus has gone through. And if you meditate on them using and connecting your life with His life, something beautiful will happen. You will be touched, you will really understand what He went through, and you will find deeper meaning in your own experiences. So practice this when you pray the rosary. Don't just say the words, but connect your life to His. Unite them and see that Jesus is reliving His life in yours. He wants to suffer again in our life to atone for the sins of others, to bring others to salvation and to heaven. My friends, may the rosary be a powerful tool and instrument in your life. God bless you. I'll see you in the next one. Hi friends, my name is Alvaro and this is a channel Uniquely Mary, and I'm placing this video at the end of some of my recent videos because you are someone that most likely loves my channel and has watched until the very end. First of all, I want to say thank you to all of you that have already donated to the GoFundMe account for my medical bills. We have already raised $8,000. As some of you may know, along with my incident in June, that was 4 days in the hospital, a bill of $45,000. I had an accident where I broke my neck and had to have emergency surgery because I was mountain biking. I was in the hospital again for 4 days in August. And so we want to increase what we are asking for to help us out with some of these bills upcoming. We're hoping that we will be able to raise $15,000. In dealing with the insurance companies and the hospitals, we know that we can negotiate with them. So we're trying to lower those bills as much as we can. Any help that you can give is greatly appreciated. I firmly understand that on the path to becoming a great person and a saint, God sends you a lot of difficulties, and He is being very generous with me this summer. I ask that you be generous with me as well. My friends, God bless you. Thank you for supporting my channel in any way that you can. And if you can't donate monetarily, please offer me your prayers. God bless you, and see you in the next one.